From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, May 8th. Coming up, we'll learn more about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. We'll call in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Over 30 community members told the Champaign City Council they're frustrated that officials haven't called for an end to the war in Gaza. IPM's May Antar has more from their meeting this week.
For over a year now, constituents have been urging officials in Champaign to support the Palestinian cause by passing a ceasefire resolution and divesting from the State of Israel. Sanas Abuwala is a member of CU Muslim Action Committee. She submitted another petition that received over 2,000 signatures calling for, quote, action against genocide.
City Council, I hope you know that your silence in the face of atrocity is part and parcel of our country's descent into fascism.
Officials haven't taken any action on the matter, saying the issue isn't a local one. Council members say sometimes their silence is protocol, but they told those attending that their voices do matter. May Antar, IPM News.
A measure to restrict cell phone usage in Illinois classrooms continues to advance through the state legislature. Alex Degman reports.
School boards would need to develop their own policies restricting cell phone use during instructional time, but the measure allows the use of cell phones if they're needed to manage a student's health care. Democratic State Representative Michelle Mussman of Schaumburg is the House sponsor. Mussman says she understands that parents need to keep in touch with their kids, but cell phones could be a distraction during emergencies.
For many first responders, they would indicate that it's better that the children, they're not using their telephones, they're focusing on the commands that the teacher or the first responders are giving, and they're not sending conflicting information to their parents.
The measure has had bipartisan support so far. It now goes to the House floor. I'm Alex Degman.
Numerous Illinois Democrats are speaking out against U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem's visit to Springfield yesterday. Isabella Nieto reports.
Noem used her visit to criticize Illinois' status as a sanctuary state, which greatly limits local police cooperation with federal immigration officials. In response, Democrats like State Representative Lisa Hernandez of Cicero called Noem's visit political theater.
I ask Illinoisans to see what Secretary Noem is really doing. Testing whether we'll abandon our neighbors. No way. No way.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker also called Noem's visit a publicity stunt, saying, quote, I encourage the secretary to spend less time performing for Fox News and more time protecting the homeland. I'm Isabella Nieto.
New research shows an Illinois health insurance program for immigrants that's set to end has given a boost to hospitals. Kristen Schorsch reports.
To save money in a tight budget year, Governor J.B. Pritzker aims to stop insuring more than 30,000 people. Most don't have legal status. But Horatio Martinez-Cardoso at the University of Chicago hopes her research changes minds.
You know, I think some people can be like, why should we care? It's like, well, we cover a lot of people because it is smart to provide health care coverage. Because in the long run, it saves our state money.
She says debt hospitals failed to recoup declined on average 15% over the past few years. That's partly because so many immigrants have health insurance, so hospitals get paid for treating them. Otherwise, they could hike prices for all patients to cut debt. Kristen Schorsch, WBEZ News.
Still to come, we'll learn more about what's coming to Central Illinois in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. Will Call is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for partly cloudy skies with a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm and a high of 72 degrees and a northeast wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 42 degrees. Northeast wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 69 degrees. Northeast wind 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear skies with a low of 45 degrees. Northeast wind 5 miles per hour. And for Saturday, sunny with a high of 76 degrees and an east wind 5 to 10 miles per hour.
And tomorrow, we continue our conversation with University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign Chancellor Robert Jones, who talks about why leaving the campus is the toughest decision he had to make in his 46 years of higher education.
On the next 21st show, it's been 80 years since VE Day.
Throughout the world, throngs of people hailed the end of the war in Europe.
We'll talk with Illinois historian Peter Fritcha about the Second World War in modern memory and the lessons some of us seem determined to forget. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. From Illinois Public Media News, I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Adeline Moy.
And you're listening to Will Call, where we talk all about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. On Thursday, May 8th, the Spring Snackdown Food Truck Rally is going to be at the parking lot outside of Christie Clinic at the Fields. This is presented by Christie Clinic. It is by the Fields. That's in Southwest Champaign. From 5:30 to 7 p.m., you can come for free, enjoy dinner and dessert from a variety of food trucks, which are available for purchase, and stick around to play lawn games and win prizes. The Spring Snackdown Food Truck Rally is on Thursday from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at Christie Clinic at the Fields.
And on Friday, May 9th, there are auditions for Champaign-Urbana Theater Company's Beautiful, the Carol King musical, at the Rehearsal Space in Champaign. The auditions will be starting at 6 p.m. on Friday. The dance call will be 5 p.m. on Saturday, May 10th. Beautiful is a jukebox musical about the life and career of Carol King, and the performances for that show will be July 31st to August 3rd at the Virginia Theater. And it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Again, that is auditions for Beautiful, the Carol King musical, at the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company's rehearsal space.
And on Friday, May 9th, Danville Symphony Orchestra presents Music of the Heavens at St. James United Methodist Church in Danville. Starting at 7 p.m., you can enjoy DSO's final classical program of this season. Selections from sacred music across time and space, including Aaron Copland's Variations on a Shaker Melody. For tickets and additional information, visit danvillesymphony.org.
And on Saturday, May 10th, the Refashioned Fashion Show is happening at the Siebel Center for Design in Champaign. The fashion show starts at 6:30 p.m. and it is free to attend. This is the University of Illinois School of Art and Design's annual fashion show, where students from the Studio Arts Fashion Concentration will present over 100 looks. Again, that is the Refashioned Fashion Show at Siebel Center.
And on Saturday, May 10th, Fiesta, a celebration of Latin brass band music, is at Illinois State University for the Performing Arts in Normal. It starts at 7 p.m. Dr. Sharon Huff and the Brass Band of Central Illinois present a vibrant night of music, including samba, tango, salsa, and more. For more information, you can go to bbcil.org.
And on Sunday, May 11th, to celebrate Mother's Day, there is a Mother's Day bike ride in Crystal Lake Park in Urbana. The bike ride begins at 2 p.m. You can ride around Crystal Lake Park and then bicycle to Bake Lab and enjoy a treat. All bikes and abilities are welcome, and it is an easy 4.5-mile ride. Ooh. However, Kimberly, I would argue that that's not so easy for me, but it may be for you.
That it's not so easy. I can run. I have a bike. I don't know if I could do it, but that sounds like a really lovely way to celebrate any day, especially if you're someone who wants to celebrate Mother's Day.
So if you enjoy biking, head over to Crystal Lake Park at 2 p.m. for that Mother's Day bike ride.
For more information about these and other events, visit ipmnewsroom.org and click on Will Call.
And if you have information about upcoming events, you can email us before Mondays at 8 a.m. at will-call@illinois.edu.
I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Adeline Moy.
And we'll talk to you next time. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by May Antar, Alex Degman, Isabella Nieto, Kristen Schorsch, Adeline Moy, and Kimberly Schofield. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.